The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 12th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about Jungkook's song cover, more information about BTS's upcoming album, TXT's concept trailer, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. Time to announce the winner of the book Into the Magic Shop, which is also signed by the author himself, Dr. James R. Doty. Thank you once again to all the participants and also to all of our listeners who have been supporting us. You are all amazing. Can we get a drum roll, please, Roseanne? Boop, 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 boop. Is that even a drum? Okay, we'll take it. The winner is Bangtan Coffee. Congratulations. You have won the signed copy of Into the Magic Shop. We'll contact you for more information.
Yay, and announcement time. Jose and I will be hosting a book club through Discord for premium members. So the first book we'll be going over is Dr. Murray Stein's Map of the Soul Persona. We'll link the Discord in our premium community page, so make sure to download Discord for free and join us.
Yay! So I've never been in a book club, Roseanne, so this is going to be a first for me, so I'm excited.
Same! I've never been to one, so the fact that we're hosting it too and we're clueless, I'll just all be clueless together. But I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a learning experience for us all. It'll be fun! Be like, hey, do y'all know how to run a book club, y'all? Because we over here trying to... Oh my god. But before you tell us how was your week, Roseanne, can you please update us on your dog? How is he doing?
He's actually doing really good. This is, like I said, his third surgery, so I feel like he's like, I got this. And literally the next day after we picked him up, he was running around, barking at the mailman. Oh. So, I mean, he's doing really good.
Well, that's good.
But other than that, this weekend, I tried to stay positive because I know a lot of us... We're planning on attending BTS's concert.
Yeah.
Last weekend, though, I really tried to pamper myself. And I filmed the weekend because, or I filmed one day, Saturday, just so I could keep myself productive. Because I notice if I vlog my day, I tend to try to do more so I could keep myself busy. Yeah. So that's what I did.
Well, that's good.
And then cry at night.
Oh my god.
Actually, no, I'm not kidding.
I'm all like, ooh, kidding, that's actually good. And then cry at night. Oh, well, that's not good, Roseanne.
It's not. Actually, it's okay to cry, guys. Like, honestly, well, like, yeah. We have to let it out sometimes.
Yeah, if you have to, if you have to let it out by crying, then just do it.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's better to let it out than to let it in. Let it in? I mean, keep it in. Can I talk, Roseanne? Can I talk? Can I actually speak?
Apparently we can't speak.
No, I don't think apparently I can't. But yeah.
How was your weekend or week?
Well, it was okay. Like, it's scary though, because like, you know how, like, I mean, I don't know if it's all over the US right now, but a lot of cities are like easing the restrictions on the whole, yeah, like, stay-at-home order and stuff. Like, a lot of stores are opening now. like, my boyfriend was already, well, like, I'm going to rephrase that because I was about to say, my boyfriend already wants to go to the store. Well, no, that's not the thing. For example, Target, you know how you can order something mm-hmm. and you can either just have it delivered there and then you can just pick it up or have it ready and you just pick it up.
Yes.
And he was like, I'll do that because I need some stuff, you know? And he was like, I'll just go and pick it up. I won't like shop around the store or whatever. And I was like, no, you're going to do the drive up option. Like you're going to get into the car, stay in the car, open up the trunk and have them bring it out. I am not having you risk your life. Like I got on him because he was like so comfortable with it. Like he was like, I'll just go in there and pick it up real quick and just get out. And I was like, no, you are not doing that. You will stay in the car and open up the trunk and that's it. And he did that because he knew I was okay. gonna be on him and he did it. But other than that, I've stayed home. I haven't like done anything. I turned in my paper, like I told you. I don't know yes. my grade yet. I think I'm going to pass it. I think I'm going to pass
okay,
all my classes, actually, because I've been getting really good grades yes, on my assignments and quizzes. So I'm pretty good on that. I already signed up for summer classes, which are going to be online as well because of the whole, you know, current situation. They moved everything online. Hopefully by fall, if everything gets better, we'll be back on campus. Because I feel like I learn more in person, you know,
of course,
but I mean, we have to do what we got to do, but other than that, nothing else. What else did I watch anything? Oh, yeah, we finally finished watching that show that I told you about, Little Fires Everywhere. Ooh, oh my god,
it's really
it's
good.
So good. And then I bought some like adult coloring book.
Whoa, Jose, you gotta drop,
but
some
don't
pictures.
Laugh at me. Don't laugh at me because they are BTS coloring books.
What? You gotta take a picture and send me a picture of it.
I'm gonna have to because I actually did one today because I was like, let me do this as a pastime and listen to some other podcasts. And so I was doing it and it's actually pretty cool because it's not just like regular coloring books. It's like, I don't know if you've seen them. I got them on Amazon and they're lines and dots coloring books. I don't know if you know what that means though.
No.
Or have you heard about it? So, like, you open the coloring book and you see either lines or dots or swirls, whatever. And it's weird. You don't see anything. You're like, what is this? But what you're supposed to do is fill in as much as it tells you. Like, there might be some dots that are bigger than others. So you just fill them in, whatever the size it is. And then once you're done, it actually forms the picture of what you were or not seen before. So like today I did one and it's Jin. Like at first you don't know who it is or what it is, and once I finished it you can totally tell it's what? Jin. So it's pretty cool. It's like a visual trick and like it plays games with your mind, but it's pretty cool.
I need to see. Yeah, send me a picture later. I want to see.
Yeah, I'm at, and then I'll post it on Himalaya too because I feel like I didn't do it justice explaining it. You guys have to see what I'm talking about. It's pretty cool.
I'm like excited to talk about this topic because it was amazing. Jungkook posted a song cover.
Girl, you're excited. I'm over here dying.
Actually, he's
I'm
dead. So Jose's dying.
This is actually Jose's soul. No, wait, sorry. This is my body right now. My
there
soul is gone.
There you go.
If that makes sense.
Jungkook sang Never Not by Lauv. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't heard his cover yet, then I don't know. Where have you been? Oh my gosh. Because this literally went viral, Jose. I checked and I think, what's the view count now? It's literally like over 20 million.
Oh my God. Look, I can pull it up live right now.
Like, what is it exactly now?
20.4 million
wow.
views as of the recording of this podcast.
That's insane.
And it's only been 2 days.
Hey, not gonna lie though, we've been putting it on repeat, and it went viral. Like people, like locals are finding it on Twitter.
I'm like, you know what, Rosen? I'm having a hard time speaking right now.
Okay, because this is not Jose's soul.
Because I'm looking at it again.
He has a hard time speaking because his soul's not in his body.
This is the thing. Not only is it a video of him, not only is it that he's singing. He's singing a full English song. It sounds like he was born listening, speaking, created the English language along with the Korean one. You know what? Let me just say it because it's like, I think everybody was like, his tattoo.
Oh,
like he has them full out front and center. Okay, they're not centered, but you know what I mean. They're not in the center of the video, like of the frame, but you know what I'm trying to say. He is not hiding them.
It's exposed.
He is showing them off with pride, and that is what I'm here for. I want him to do what he wants, show him off with pride. Obviously, he wanted to. We thought he was we were never going to see him with short sleeves anymore. You know I'm tripping because I'm like dying over here. But the thing is, it's just magical. And I'm going to let you talk because I need to
catch my breath. It was like, I was ready for you to break all the records though, but we'll let him sit down in real quick.
I'm sweating, guys. This is
not... You're playing the video right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm watching it.
That's the reason why.
Share your thoughts, Roseanne. I'm interested to hear what you want to say.
For those who are listening and didn't know, this became the fastest tweet to reach 1 million views in literally just 12 minutes. That's insane. 1 million likes, well, in the year of 2020, within 2 hours. And then now it's become the most commented tweet of all time. That's how excited all of us were. And just the fact that, did you see though too that it went like viral and it started showing up on TV for other countries? I think I only saw one.
No. Really?
Yeah. He was on an Italian television or news. They were like showing his video of him singing.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I just didn't know that actually happened.
No, honestly though, Jose, the fact that he sang Never Not, it's my favorite song from Lau.
Oh yeah?
But the fact that this song fit his vocals perfectly, mm-hmm. and his I felt like this tone, the tone of this song is so perfect, mm-hmm. and his vibrato was freaking magical, Jose.
Okay, I think I've calmed down. I think I'm back to normal. But you know, I'm thinking maybe he could release his full cover for Festa.
I hope so.
That could be an option. I like that Lau tweeted it as well. He like retweeted "You're amazing" or something like that. I forgot if he said, like, "Your voice is magical" or something like that. But Lau also retweeted it. And I don't know if you knew this, Roseanne, but Taehyung also covered this a while back on one of his live streams.
Oh,
on
yes. V-Live. Yes. His little FM. It was like the FM radio thing, too, where he was just playing music.
Yeah. And so when I heard him, like, cover this song, like, Jungkook, obviously, I was like, wait a minute, Taehyung did it, too. So I did a little compilation video for my channel. I was like, let me put them together to see how they sound if they were to do it together. And let me tell you, with my little amateur editing skills, it sounds so good. So I already know if they did it for real, wow, we would all ascend. Like, literally, we'd be like done.
I need to watch that video. Yeah. Say, your video that you created. I'm really hoping he would drop like a studio cover, like a full cover, mm-hmm. of this.
It could happen. It really can, because you know they give us like, well, not all the time they give us covers, but sometimes it's original songs too. But they've done that before, you know, they've given us covers like "We Don't Talk Anymore" with Jimin. And so maybe it could happen, you know. But I loved how he ended it. Like, I think he like messed up the, I don't know if it was the rhythm or maybe the word, because he just like, and then he just like stopped the video. That was really cute.
Yeah, that was a cute way to end it. You got us, Jungkook, you got us. I swear, the last couple of weeks, a lot of things have been happening. This is like the second week that's been full of, it's like a build up towards something.
And it's just gonna keep going, Roseanne. Like, right? We're gonna keep getting fed.
A lot of streams coming up. And you know how we mentioned that every week, at least one member would stream on YouTube, and this week was actually Jimin's. Mm-hmm. I never got to watch the full video yet, but I did see some tweets about it. Did you? Uh-huh. Were you able to watch the full video yet?
I was, and you want to know why? Because it was only 7 minutes.
Oh my god, your girl! Okay, your girl needs to get on this.
Like, it's okay, Roseanne, trust. It's okay, because it's like, it's, you just don't know what to expect. We literally got almost an hour of Yoongi, and then we go to 7 minutes of Jimin. And trust, we're happy with whatever length we get.
Of course.
But it was just like, damn, you can tell the difference right away. Like, it's, he just went live for like 7 minutes on YouTube. But it was really special, though. If you guys missed it, it was really special because we actually got to see him work. Like, I tweeted this out when it was happening, but after it happened, that it doesn't matter how long the video was, the live stream was, we actually got to see him work during the process. And by work, he was typing up the guys' like ideas, opinions, stuff that they're thinking about for the upcoming album. He was putting it all together because he's the project manager for the new album. Like, he's in charge of that, and he's gonna send all that stuff. I mean, I think by now he sent it already, but or maybe that first draft that he was typing, he sent that to Big Hit, like to like the, I guess, Bang PD and like the producers or executives, you know what I mean, like the top people. And so we got to see that. I mean, I mean, maybe some people have done it, artists, but I've only seen artists do it like at the end, you know what I mean? Yeah. Of like, once it's already been released and everything, they give us like behind the scenes, but we don't really get to see it happening as live. It's happening, like during the process, live. Yeah. So I thought it was really, really personal. I tweeted this out, and I hope people like take it to heart that like, you can tell that they trust us, so we need to trust them back in their decisions.
That's right.
Whatever they are deciding on, whatever they feel is the good direction to go towards in this new, with this new album, the visuals, music, everything that has to do with it, the direction that they're taking, we need to trust that it's what they want and not feel like we have a say in it. We think what's best for them. You know what I mean? Like, I hope you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hope so, too. I mean, I understand what you're trying to say. One thing, though, Jose, I wish they would add captions on the video. Because they've been adding captions to Bangtan TV content.
Oh, yeah.
But I noticed they haven't been adding it to live streams. Because I'm trying to watch Jimin's live right now. But you guys could find translations online. Like, people on Twitter have been amazing. They were even, like, live translating it sometimes, too, you know? So, but apparently there was just a lot of information from Jimin's stream that I missed out on.
No, it's okay. But like, basically, that's when we really got confirmation. Like, Yoongi had mentioned it in his live that they were going to start getting, dividing the responsibilities between them. But he didn't say like the members. So that's why it was a little bit of a question mark. You know, people were still
wondering,
do you mean the staff or do you mean BTS themselves? But then we got confirmation from Jimin that it's like the members are like being hands on with this. Like, they are going to be the ones responsible, like more responsible on this new album, you know? And so he was decided to be the music project manager. And he also said that he got this, now he didn't get it because of Yoongi, but Yoongi did encourage him to get the music part of it because he wanted Jimin to dive more into the music side of their artistry, I guess you could say. And I just thought that was amazing because, I mean, we know how genius of a musician, producer, composer Yoongi is, and songwriter. And for him to have like, tell Jimin like, here, like, give him a little boost, you know, a little like encouragement, like, hey, you know, like, dive in more into it. And maybe Jimin expressed it before, you know, like, he wanted to take more
like
part
he wanted
in the
to
music side. Yeah,
yeah. And then Suga encouraged him, which is really cool, which makes me think back to like, okay, so if each member, there's seven of them, are taking care of like a certain department, and if Jimin is in charge of music, like, you would think right away it's either like RM or Suga. So it's really cool how they made Jimin take control of that. But what is Suga and RM a project manager of? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And so I saw this, I don't know if you saw it, I ran across it from Twitter. Obviously it's a theory, it's not confirmation.
Yeah.
But an ARMY put up a theory that they had of like, based on the YouTube streams that we have seen, that we have gotten, maybe it could be a teaser that they're giving us. Like, Jimin already said that he's going to be the music project manager. Yoongi was painting. Maybe he's going to be in charge of the visual, the artwork, of like the concept artwork or something like that. RM was in his office like working on music and stuff. So maybe he could be also helping Jimin in the music side, but maybe song, like something more specific, you know, like songwriting or composing or looking over the producing or something, you know, like in that sense. Oh my God, Roseanne.
And then J-Hope streamed.
His stream on YouTube as well, where he had the choreography, you know, because he was dancing the whole time as well. So that could also be that. And that theory does kind of make sense, but we just don't know if it's confirmed, you know?
Yeah. J-Hope streamed last week, but that was on Tuesday. That was like after we recorded. So yeah, he streamed for a good hour, and it was really cool to just watch him dance, freestyle.
Yeah.
Boy, so that's a really good theory that he could be the choreographer, which would be really cool, because I know that he does manage their, I mean, they have a choreographer, but he kind of manages it and like watches the boys and tell them, you know, do this, do that better kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of footage of the guys asking like J-Hope, like, am I doing this right? Or what do you think? And like he's tips. Like coaching them, you know, like mentoring. Yeah.
There you go. Mentoring. Like, so it's going to be crazy if he does come up with the choreography to this. That's a lot of pressure, but I love how they're taking this on, like head on, taking charge.
They're ready. I feel like they're ready.
I feel like this is something they've been wanting to do for years. And I'm just so happy that they have the opportunity to do that now and display their artistry and their passion for music. Because not a lot of artists or even like groups in Korea have the opportunity to do this. Their company trusts BTS. Big Hit trusts BTS. Mm-hmm. And we trust BTS too. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And then the trust that they have in between them too, like within them, like the members, like to be like, you're going to be in charge of this. You're going to be in charge of this. You're going to be, because they know they can trust that specific member for that role. You know what I mean? So that's also very, very special. Their excitement makes us excited. Like, could you imagine, like, the end product? I am so excited to whatever they're working on. You know what I mean? Like, whether it be a mini album, full album, repackage, whatever. I'm taking it all.
Visual album. I'm just throwing visual that in album. There, okay?
That could
like,
be an option,
like Beyonce's too. Lemonade. I'm just saying. I'm just
hoping. Here is out, Big Hit. Are you listening?
Actually, I wanted to discuss this with Jose, like the theory part of it, of like, when do you think this album is going to drop? Because we do have some news about, we know they're working on an album, but we don't know how like far they are into this.
Well, I don't have a specific date or a theory on a date. I feel like I would have a, maybe not concrete, but a better theory. Like I would be able to give you a month. Or around what month, once they announce the postponed dates, like the new dates for the tour. Because I feel like now that they've had to reschedule everything, you know, obviously the whole tour by now has been postponed. I feel like they're just waiting to announce that. And maybe they don't even have dates themselves. But once they do and they're like letting us know, like the public know, hey, this is just a... I'm just throwing out a month, guys. This doesn't mean that this is when they're going to have their tour. Yeah. But if they say like...
just theory, you guys. Theory.
Yeah, this is a theory. They throw out, oh, okay, we'll be going on tour starting in September. Let's just say the month of September. Then I think it would be the month before. So it would be in August that they would release the album. Because I feel like they want to work on the album now that they have all this downtime and maybe release it before the tour begins, so that they have some type of momentum, more music to promote. Because I feel like they're having the tour now postponed so far away from the release, which was in February, like Map of the Soul 7. Like,
so
it's a long
far.
Time to like be like, you know what, I mean, they can still do it and it's gonna be successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless,
we're still gonna watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people are still gonna go, people are gonna support, whatever the case may be. But I feel like as a business perspective, like I feel like the executives in Big Hit are probably like saying, we need new music so that the public has something also to think about that wasn't from February, that it's been recent to accompany this new tour, you know what I mean? So that's what I think. But I don't know, maybe they could just go on without a new album until next year, you know?
You know, now that you brought that up too, I was thinking, like, if they had an album before the tour, it would be so weird for them to not incorporate it into the tour. But then again, remember that this, everything from the VCRs, like the visuals of the videos that are going to play, everything goes down and connects to their last album. You know, whenever there's a new song that drops, they would perform that new song. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like there's just so much they're going to have to do and change. And maybe that's why they're just taking this time. Maybe the visual artists that are working on like the VCRs for the concert. Maybe they're updating it. I don't know. That's a good theory though, Jose. I feel like
Thank
I know
you.
What you mean by that. But more theories as to when things are going to drop.
Oh, right.
Taehyung mentioned that he had a mixtape, or he's working on a mixtape. We don't know where he's at with all this, but apparently he left a message on an online game room. I don't know what game.
It was Sudden Attack.
But he said that he wrote several songs.
Yeah, he's been playing that with ARMY, and the name is Sudden Attack. I've never played that game before, but I researched it, and I believe it's a game that was developed in Korea. Like, it was created in Korea, if I'm not mistaken. And it has, like, a chat room or a chat that you can, like, chat, obviously.
Chat,
oh, my God.
Chat room where you can
wow,
chat.
Jose. A chat where you can chat. So, like, the gamers or the players can, like, chat. Oh, my God, Rose.
I know. Okay, we know what you mean, Jose. We know
what okay. So, basically... Taehyung, his online username is for that game is Tata, and so he left messages saying that he's been working on original songs, on his solo songs, and that he is going to release a mixtape. But that's it. We don't know when. That's the big question. When? No, we don't know that. We just saw that he left a message for ARMY within that game, that he will be releasing a mixtape and that he's working on it. And we do know that he has a lot of original songs that he's like working on and that he's had in the past. And so, you know, it just takes time. And whenever he's ready, we're going to be ready for it, you know?
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude ARMY Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude ARMY Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude ARMY Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude ARMY Plus today. Oh, that leads us to the next mixtape that was mentioned, actually. I missed all... There's so many, like, lives and streams that they're doing. Right? Like, recently, Suga did another FM radio thing, but this time he had a special guest, which is RM. Mm-hmm. But he mentioned that his August D2, was supposed to be released in September of 2019.
Yep.
That is like, what?
Girl, was you shook? I was shook.
I was shook. I'm like, wait, what? So you're telling me that it was like basically dead. Uh-huh. But he said like something happened or it just didn't work out. So that's the reason why it couldn't be released. But he's still working on it again. But he told us that it won't be coming out soon. So I don't know what soon means. You mean like it won't be coming out next month, but it'll come out like this year? Like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Like, we're like, so you mean it won't come out next week, but it can come out next month.
Exactly.
No, that's just wishful thinking right there. But no, yeah, I was shook too, Roseanne. I was like, wait a minute. It was supposed to come out September of 2019. So, I mean, I feel like something big had to happen where it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Because if it was supposed to come out, that Maybe it also means, Roseanne, that maybe it wasn't ready. Like, they had a deadline of, like, or a set date of, like, our goal is to release it in September of 2019, but it just didn't happen.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, he felt like maybe his mixtape wasn't ready, like, music-wise. He felt like he could do more. Maybe that's what he means. Interesting.
Like, maybe he wasn't ready. Like, he was like, no, I don't feel like this is good yet. You know what I mean? Or up to his standards or his... wishes, you know what I mean? Like how he wishes his next mixtape will sound like. And that's respectable, you know, as an artist, it's like whenever they are ready to release it, just like Taehyung, whenever they are ready, whenever he's ready, whenever Yoongi's ready, then that's when it's meant to happen.
Whenever Jungkook's ready?
Whenever Jungkook's ready. Because we're also waiting for that as well.
Yo, there's so many mixtapes already. Like, is it all going to drop this year? Like, we don't know yet. If we get 3 mixtapes this year, I'm just like...
You can just find me in my my coffin. I'll just be laying there.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I'll lay next to you. Pretty much. I'll get a coffin next to you. Yeah, this stream on VLive, his FM radio, was, this VLive stream was all, like, also almost an hour long. They had so much information on there, mm-hmm. and I think they have subs now as well, so if you guys do want to check it out. I haven't had the chance to listen mm-hmm. to the whole thing, but people have been posting about it on Twitter. Like, I saw that, actually, Jose was the one who shared this with me. Thing behind the song Respect, Jose.
Oh, yeah. So basically, because RM was the special guest, and obviously on Map of the Soul 7, they both have the song Respect. They shared a fun fact about Respect. Respect originally had a lot of curse words. Like, I was just going to say curse words, but it was a lot of curse words that they had to take out. And I can just imagine Sugar, like, being, you know what, I'm going to be free and then we can edit at the end. Like, let me just say what I got to say about respect. And then at the end, I'll be a little, you know, I'll edit myself.
PG,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, no, that we got a little, like, fun fact about it. Like, yo. I want to learn about the explicit version. Can I hear it? Can you listen? I mean, listen to it, release it on Festa.
That's what people are saying. Like, they're like, yo, can you drop explicit versions of, like, you know how, like, an on as well? Yeah. Someone mentioned, like, you know, Sugar's like, I don't give a.
Can I
you
need imagine it if there for was my an explicit life to version? Continue and end at the same time.
Oh, gosh, that just reminds me, though, because, you know, before, like, a lot of their mm-hmm. Older tracks did have a lot of curse words in it. It's kind of interesting to know that they still mm-hmm. do kind of incorporate it, but then they filter it out at the end. Well, it's respectable, too, though, because they mm-hmm. do probably know that they have a lot of, like, young listeners.
Yeah, they're like, you know, well. We need to change it up here. Can't be saying all these things.
But also, RM did mention that, before this FM radio thing, he did post that he missed ARMY. Oh, guys, making us all emotional. And I think it's because they're also, in the back of their mind, they're also thinking, man, right now we would have been touring. We would have been, you know, seeing mm-hmm. all of ARMY and, like, performing for them. And so he did mention, though, on this stream in particular, that he cries when he listens to Spring Day because he misses ARMY.
How do we even continue after that? Like, okay. I'm already picturing him, like, listening to Spring Day and being like,
right,
a girl, I can't. Nope. No, but for real, I mean, that just shows how much they love us. And, like, for RM to, like, say that and, like, be so open, because, you know, sometimes people don't like to share, like, oh, when they cry or, like, vulnerable or when they're sad and stuff like that. But obviously, RM is very open with us. He has been for a while. I mean, for a lot of things. And you know, in concerts, he's very open with us. He cries as well and, like, in the ending moments and stuff. So for him to say, you know, like, now that I listen to Spring Day, now I cry because I miss y'all so much. It's like, we understand. Relatable.
Very sweet.
Hashtag relatable.
No, but it's amazing to know, like, that's what ARMY means to them. And mm-hmm. we're very, very thankful that they see us in that way. We're like, we mean a lot to them. You know what I mean? And yeah. they mean a lot to us. So this mutual love is, you know, very, very thankful for it.
So, yeah, just like you said about RM, how much he cares for us and sharing that, like, he cries and stuff. And how much they all miss us and love us. Taehyung responded to an ARMY on Weverse, and I really wanted to share this with you guys on the podcast because it's really sweet. Like, he wrote a lot in response. So basically, this is from at the tape print on Twitter. Thank you for the translation, by the way. So on Weverse, the original ARMY that posted the question was, "Oppa, how much do you love ARMY?" And Taehyun's response was, "Even if I stretch both my arms and legs, it's still not enough. To a point that I even miss them in my dreams. To the point that while I work, my thoughts are directed towards ARMY. To a point that after I'm done with work, I soon go to play games worried that ARMYs would be waiting. ARMY, I didn't know your heart was quicksand and I fell into that I fell into and can't get out, to a point that when I have a kid, I will teach their first word as army and not appa, which means dad. I love army so much.
That's...
Roseanne, how are we even supposed to continue?
When he says to the point where when he has a kid, the first word he would teach his kid is army. Like...
Yo. Like, is he first serious right now?
Is he trying to get less?
Like, he just... It is what it is, and we just have to accept it. We just know how much he loves us. We love him back for it. He didn't have to write all this. Like, he wrote a lot, girl.
No, it just... It means a lot to us. Yeah. I feel like this... You know, there's always a positive to a negative. And I feel like the positive to this is, like, we really appreciate things that we used to take for granted. You know what I mean? Like, access to this, access to that, being able to see BTS, or just being able to hang out with friends, loved ones. Moments like these make us really sit down and appreciate the little things and that we have.
Yeah, like... You know what I mean? That's... I'm so glad you mentioned it, because if you think about it, it's like our bond is getting stronger.
It really is. And so that's why until the next reunion, the next concert, it's just going to mean so much more, you guys. And it's going to be beautiful. And I can't wait for that to happen. We just got to be a little bit more patient. But it will happen. I honestly believe in my heart that we're going to all be reunited. And it's going to be amazing. So stay strong, you guys.
But in the meantime... We are being fed every week.
That's right. So, we got so much content. Yeah. We're still spoiled. Sakes. Like, oh my gosh. Because as we are recording this, 2 days from now, IU and Suga's song called 8 will be dropping.
I'm so excited, Roseanne. Like, I just know this song is so good. I already know it. I don't even have to hear it, even though I want to.
It's going to be a bop. Like, did you get to see the teaser, though, that was dropped? Was it today? It was today, right?
It was today, girl. Yes. So we got an actual MV teaser. The best way to describe it is like very futuristic. That's the vibe that I got. Like IU is walking in some sort of like chamber or room that's like very lit. It's very bright. And then she lays down on this like, I wouldn't even call it bed, but she just like lays down on the surface, and like it looks like she's about to like go into something or be plugged into something, or I don't know.
Be plugged in. But hey, it looks like she's going into some type of like, oh, you know how it looked like it was like recording that thing where maybe she's going into like a footage of like the past, like she's like kind of like reliving or remembering something.
Yeah, because at the end of the teaser we see text that says like, do you want to keep your memories, I believe, and then there's the option yes or no.
Oh, that's what it said on the screen.
I believe it did. Let me look it up, because I don't want
to. Yeah, I was trying to look for a translation for that. Thank you so much. And if it is what it, if that's what it says.
I got y'all. Look, let me look it up real quick. The question is, would you like to save all your memories? Yes, no.
Oh, that's what I said. Oh, that changes the whole thing then. Oh my God. So maybe we're going to see her past. So we are going to see probably like what happened in her past. And we're seeing like the present, like if she's deciding to save those memories or not. Ooh. It's going to be, oh Lord. Oh, we know where this is going.
In the MV teaser, we only see IU. So we don't know yet if Suga is going to be in the music video.
True.
So by the time that you guys are hearing this, we're all going to know. By the time this podcast is released, we're all going to know. And then we're going to talk about it in the next podcast episode.
I'm excited. I watched this little video of IU having her fans react to the song.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so like I was trying to watch it to see if we could get any more hints. But apparently, one of the listeners said that as you listen to it, you realize that it's a sad song. So maybe like the beat kind of seems like beautiful, relaxing, but then like the lyrics are actually really deep. but it like made them cry. I don't know if you got to watch the clip, but like there were like a couple of them that ended up like tearing up.
Yeah, and so I was so happy for those fans, because it just goes to show that IU loves them as well, to like actually have them sit down and, you know what, let me let you listen to my song and I want to know what you think.
That's so cool.
And so like you said, I really think that that's gonna be it. Like maybe the song is gonna be a beat, or maybe not a sad song in the sense of the melody or the beat of the song, the feel of it, but the actual lyrics are. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, because as we all know, BTS does that as well with their music as well.
Yes.
Seesaw is an example as well. Like Seesaw is very like bright and happy, but the lyrics are quite sad of Seesaw.
Yeah.
And so it does, you know, it just piques my interest even more. You know, because the only teaser that we get of the song is of IU asking, so are you happy now, at the end of the teaser. But you really can't tell the beat of the song. You just hear a little bit. You know what
I mean? Yeah, we really don't know how the song's going to go. And it kind of like reminds me of like, remember like the teaser for Idol? How we thought it was going to
be. Oh, yeah. How it's like misleading.
It is misleading. So we're just gonna have to wait until this song like actually drops to see. And I'm sure me and Jose are gonna like react to it. You guys could watch our reaction on YouTube, but we'll like dive into more. Like we'll just have a discussion about this on our next episode, so I can't wait for that. Like
it'll be exciting, because it's gonna be the song and the music video. We're gonna be able to discuss both.
Another thing that like they posted over the weekend, and I was able to catch this when I like briefly went on Twitter, BTS is releasing jewelry.
Yeah.
They're going to be releasing necklaces that are designed as like planets or the moon. I have to like take a closer look at the pictures.
Yeah, so they teamed up with the jewelry brand Stonehenge. And like you said, it's being titled Moment of Light.
Ooh.
And there are three necklaces. One of them looks like a moon, obviously. It's like a not a half moon, but like
how would you describe crescent?
Crescent. Oh my god, I never knew how to say it. Okay. A crescent moon. And then we also have one that is like a circle with a little.
Which one? The top or the bottom circle?
There's two. The top one.
Oh yeah, that one looks like a planet, doesn't it? Like a full on moon? Like,
oh, it could be a
planet. Is this like phases of the moon or something?
Oh, it could be, Roseanne. It could be phases of the moon. Like the top one is like the full moon. The second one is the crescent. And then the third one is kind of like almost an eclipse.
That's why it's called coexist. So they had little words in the bottom of the designs of the necklace. Like it says birth, destiny, and coexist. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're right about the whole eclipse for the last one, because it says coexist. Kind of like the moon and the sun.
Like coming together, yeah.
Why?
Did I just blow my mind?
Yes. And yours? Like, yo, that makes sense. But it said that, they said that it's going to be released on May 11th?
May 11th, 2020 at 3 p.m. Korean Standard Time. But it will be on pre-sale in Weverse and the official project website, which I believe is going to be like the Stonehenge website. So you can purchase it on Weverse. Like, it is going to be for like army and for the public. It's not something that I don't think it's just going to be in Korea. I feel like it's going to be for
like
anybody.
Global. Okay, that's cool, because I kind of want to get global. One. I mean, if you were to get one of these necklaces, which one would it be, Jose?
I really like the eclipse one, the third one. Like, if they're going in order, it would be the coexist, I guess. The coexist.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. For some reason, that I really like that the circle, and then the moon. Like, I just like them together. I don't know. What about you?
I think I get the first one. The whole, it looks like it's a full moon.
Oh.
I don't, the design of it is pretty.
They're really simple, but simple is sometimes good.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it doesn't have to be extravagant.
It doesn't.
But I did see that a lot of people are theorizing that maybe this has to do with their next era. I wouldn't be surprised, because those are some, like, really, in your face titles, like in your face as in like impactful, like birth, destiny, coexist.
Oh my gosh, now I know where I saw coexist, you know what I
mean? Jose. Where?
It was in their Mama performance VCR. I need to go back, because like before this, I was telling Jose, I'm like, yo, I swear I saw the coexist somewhere. That was BTS related.
Uh-huh.
and it said coexist something. I'll pull that up later. But that you're right that I bet it probably has something to do with the future concept.
Like a future era or something. Or maybe not a full era, but like something, you know? Like maybe they're muster or I don't know, girl. Like it could be something.
It's something though.
Watch it just be the jewelry and we're all clowns.
we're reaching right now. Oh, talking about like theories and us reaching, TXT dropped their concept trailer. Let me tell you, it's like it wasn't what I expected in a good way, though.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was gonna be, you know, something cute because their concept, the first two concepts were like, you know, cute teenagers, but this one seemed pretty dark. Jose, were you able to like make a video?
It did definitely had a more serious tone, definitely.
Yeah.
I did see it, and I'm not very well versed in the TXT universe as much as you are, because I know you know more about it. I'm trying to keep up. I truly am, but I'm not really, really, really like 100% or like not even 90%. So I'm not even going to try and tell you that this means this or this means that. But one thing that I did notice and that I was like, whoa, is that that table in the middle, which had that little spiral illusion or whatever, it just started getting bigger and bigger every time that the camera started like turning. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or revolving. Like, Subin was getting further and further away from the other members. And obviously this era, I feel like it's going to be having a lot more to do with Subin. Oh. Like he's like maybe the protagonist or something like in the universe. Because in Runaway, he was the one that was like looking at the other members like playing in the pool. And then he was like he was with them, but like a little separate from them. Do you know what I mean? And obviously in this one, he was like that as well. And then he was in that glass box. And then I kind of think they were in the pool area too for this concept trailer. I don't know. What are you thinking?
You know what? Now that you mentioned it, like it seemed like he's kind of distant from the other members. It does remind me of BTS's storyline where Jin is always kind of like that person who observes, right?
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that he might be the protagonist, I never really thought about that, like who the protagonist is, but you actually might be right about that.
That's just an observation. I don't know if it's truly it.
Well, because I thought at first it might have been Yeonjun, but there's so much that we don't know yet, and we're still slowly discovering it. But those are really good observations, though, Jose.
Thank you.
I mean, for those who like want to know more about what I thought, I guess you could, if you haven't had the chance, you could watch my reaction video to the concept trailer. That's where I kind of dive a little bit further into it, but I'm like, I want this concept to be dark, like their upcoming album to be kind of dark, but we don't know what to expect. Because same thing with, I'm just not going to expect, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with Big Hit, expect the unexpected, I guess is the best way to say.
There you go. Expect the unexpected. Regardless, I feel like I'm going to really like it. And I'm going to, you know, try to dig more into their universe and see. I don't know. Oh, people were also asking me to, like, dig into GFRIEND's
theories. Oh, right. Because now they're, like, under the same Big Hit umbrella. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've already seen so many connections, but I just haven't had the chance to really go into theirs. It's just so much information.
It's a lot.
We're already caught up with BTS. There's just so much from just BTS that sometimes it's hard for us to, like, you know, go to other groups and look into their storyline as well. So right. It's a lot to take in.
And I mean, I know I'm going to enjoy it because TXT release bops after bops. I trust whatever they do because they have bops. That's all I'm gonna say, Rosanna. That's all. Do I really?
Like, they haven't disappointed us. You know what I mean. I totally know what you mean. Like, they haven't disappointed us. Their music has been good, so it's kind of like I'm just excited for whatever they're gonna release.
Like, it's really, really good. And I don't say this because it's Big Hit, TXT, and they're under the same label as BTS. Because people can say that all the time. And whatever, think what you want. You have the right to do that.
Yeah.
But they have really good music. Like, I really, really loved Runaway. I really loved Runaway. Did I say that? I really, really love Runaway. I said it like three times.
Yes. That's why it's like, what are we going to... We weren't expecting Runaway as the title track. Because it was like rock element type of... Now it's kind of like, oh, what are they going to come out next? So, can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Watch out for our reactions.
And it's like really, really soon. But yeah, guys, stay tuned because their new album, their comeback, The Dream Chapter Eternity, will be out on May 18th, 6 p.m. Korean Standard Time. Woo! So those were the updates that we had for today. Roseanne, it was a lot, right?
It was so much just like happening. In a good way, though. We love it. We love these news.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. No complaints. But yeah, let's move on to our favorite segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys, our listeners. If you want to submit your letter or voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in our future episodes.
Yes, and this time we have a letter from Jamie Austin. And Jamie says, Love Army, story about me and my daughter. In January of 2019, I was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, a disease that causes the joints in the hips and spine to fuse together, among many other things. I am in severe pain most of the time, and AS has affected every aspect of my life. For the most part, I'm able to stay positive and keep living my life as usual, but there are times when it is difficult. As someone who went from doing a half Ironman on my 40th birthday to having to give up most of my hobbies, like cycling and hiking, there are moments I can't help but feel defeated and hopeless. About a month after my diagnosis, my 14-year-old daughter, Emmy, one day exploded in the car and said, Mom, I can't keep it in anymore. I have to tell you something, but I don't want people to make fun of me. It turns out she had discovered this group called BTS and had been a full-fledged army for months without me knowing anything. I had never heard of them before, but seeing how much they meant to her, I took her to see the Love Yourself in Seoul concert movie playing at a local theater. Long story short, it wasn't long after that when I fell down the rabbit hole.
Looking back, I realize now that the reason I was watching all of their content, from dance practices, Run BTS episodes, and Bon Voyage seasons, was because it was the only thing in my life that was able to make me laugh, smile, and give me some relief from the physical and emotional pain I was in. This might sound strange coming from a 43-year-old mom, but those boys came into my life when I was at my lowest and gave me something to smile about when nothing else could. The other thing BTS has given me was a way to bond with my daughter. She is the sweetest, cutest girl on the planet, but she has always been unique with her own personality. We don't have much in common, so it's been so fun to have something that we share together. Emmy doesn't talk about BTS or K-pop at school since people start hating, and as her mom, it hurts to know that she feels shamed into hiding who she really is. Last May, we flew into LA for the Rose Bowl concert, and that will forever be one of our most cherished memories. While we were in the merch line with thousands of ARMY, Emmy told me it was the first time she felt at home around people her age. So yes, I have many reasons to be thankful that BTS came into our lives when they did. 2019 was the year BTS carried us, and 2020 is the year we will be cheering them on with so much pride and love. Jamie, Salt Lake City, Utah. Wow. This is amazing.
I'm just very thankful that you were brave enough to share this story with us, and it really means a lot, and I'm very happy that BTS has given you joy and happiness and also helped you bond with your daughter.
That's beautiful.
That is very beautiful.
This is the thing. I don't feel like anything that I say is like enough to express how much this letter like touched me. Like, she went into like how her daughter feels and like
how she felt and her struggles.
and her struggles, and that's very, very personal, you know what I mean? And to have the bravery to share it with us, and like, and don't worry, 43 years or however old you are, Jamie, like, it does not matter. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for sending this and sharing with others. And I'm sure this is going to touch so many others that are listening to your story, and give them the bravery to like be who you are and hopefully bond with their kids as well, or their moms, whoever mm-hmm. it is, you know. It's just amazing what BTS can do. And I'm just so happy that they're able to provide you a sense of relief, you know, because I mean, I don't know what AS feels like, and I can only like, oh my God, like I can only imagine what you go through, and just, I'm so happy that you're able to find some comfort with them.
Yes. You know? Yes. And we're very proud to have you as an ARMY. So very proud and thankful.
Very happy. So, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you again, Jamie, for sharing your story with us.
And shout out to Emmy too. Like if she's listening to this, Emmy, it's going to get better. I know it sounds like a cliche or something that maybe a lot of people say, but it really does. Don't worry about others, and if you don't feel like sharing it, that's fine. If you don't want to share with anybody that you are an ARMY, that you support BTS, that's okay. No, but don't feel pressured to or anything. If you want to, then do it, but it's going to get better, and trust, hopefully in the future you are able to bond with somebody that feels the same way about BTS, and that way you can create new friends. And yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. But yeah, hopefully it was entertaining. We hope that you keep tuning in every week. Because mm-hmm. next week is going to be a lot.
A lot.
I'm sure we're going to have more than just the collaboration. But I feel like half of the episode is going to be on 8. touching like on 8 and like the MV and the song. And like, but we'll see how it goes next week. Hopefully you guys stay tuned.
Yes, thank you once again. And to stay updated, please follow us on Twitter. If you do have Twitter, it's going to be at Interlude Army PD. Again, that's Interlude Army PD. But yes, please continue to send us letters or voice recordings to our email interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Interlude Army, and stay tuned for next week for episode 13.
Yay! Thank you guys.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung.